what I was thinking of was how you got to be the opening act for Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
93, one of the last tours that he did. And it was amazing, you know, talk about hearing those arrangements. You know, every night we'd finish, we'd come out and play with the band, and then our rhythm section would leave, and I'd leave, and Sinatra would come out, they'd put in his rhythm section, and the joint would romp.
You lucky guys. I mean, I went to see him a few times, but being in the audience, it's a different thing. I mean, you were part of the act almost. But he was amazing. I mean, even up to the last times that he performed, it was wonderful.
We had an opportunity. We got into Atlanta for an outdoor concert at Chastain Park a day early, and he rehearsed the band. And there were six of us sitting just out in the audience watching the rehearsal. And that particular day, he looked like he was going to be real grumpy and cause trouble. And then all of a sudden, band started to play, and he sang. He did 25 minutes of just flawless singing with the band and the strings, and we were crying. It was just like we got this private concert. We were sitting eating cold pizza, watching Frank Sinatra going, well, how good is this?
Now I'm thinking of more songs that he did. He did Paper Moon, didn't he?
Yep. That's on Swingin' Session, I think.
Why don't you do that one?
Paper Moon?
Yeah.
Sure. Only if you play it with us.
Well, okay.
It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea. But would it be make-believe if you believed in me? It's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But would it be make-believe if you